Does that make me a hypocrite?
Blog Talk Radio.
Australia, Africa, Philippines, China, Japan, England, the Netherlands. What was the other place called? Where?
Finland,
Germany, Canada, Mexico, Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica, to be direct. Yeah, King of Africa. We just said Africa and just covered it all. Israel. We got people now listening from Israel.
Poland.
Man, we need to get a world map and just stop putting dots on it. Hawaii again. Which is still the United States. Alaska. We welcome you all to the University of the Painful Truth. I am your host, Pastor Charles Dowell. I'm trying my best to teach everyone who has the ears to hear. This University of the Painful Truth, we hope that tonight that we have bound the devil and we don't have any technical difficulties like we had last Shabbat or last broadcast. If you wanted to call in and speak about the meeting, you have to call in. The guest number is 310-982-4226.
Right there.
310-982-4226. You call in and you press number 1, you enter into the caller queue, and a shield will appear. When that shield appears, we'll see your name, we'll see your area code and number in there. We'll call you by your area code. Once we call you by area code, we need for you at that time to be listening to us directly over your cell phone without having it on speaker. If you have a computer going, we need you to go into another room so there will not be any side tone or feedback. Hallelujah. I hope that you have been storing food. All praises to the Most High Yah. We give glory to our Master and our King. Where else are you looking at the map? Well, we can touch that right here.
Yeah, Ireland,
France. Is that Greenland up there?
Italy,
and
Germany.
Norway, too. I forgot about people. Oh, they're listening to Romania and Turkey, too, huh?
Malaysia,
too?
Yeah.
Anybody in Korea?
Japan.
I talk about them. India.
Australia.
Yeah,
you know about that Australia, yeah.
Hey, think about this, Brother Kabir, and they say we don't evangelize, and these people still going to their pagan churches, their pagan Christian churches every Sunday morning, don't step outside of damn Hobart, Wisconsin. Unreal, isn't it?
Chile?
Yeah.
Brazil.
Chile and Brazil.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
man.
We're coming up on that now.
We all know that the Feast of the Most High Yah is only a couple of weeks away.
Dominican Republic.
Yeah, DR there too, huh?
Yeah.
The feast start of trumpets. We'll be up here blowing trumpets in the parking lot. 16th. That evening, nightfall. Tabernacles. I've been having a reemergence here of people trying to promote the false doctrine of a lunar Sabbath. Again, yeah, it's just here we go. I guess when there ain't nothing else to do, then you just regurgitate, rehash, and just throw up, and you know all the other junk that has no biblical standing or backing or nothing like that. You know what I mean?
Like,
I know. So bless all y'all that are out there listening. Hallelujah. Old Pastor Dowell is spread pretty thin nowadays. These days, I have an extraordinary amount of stuff on my plate. I truly do. A whole lot. We try to make sure we provide the things honestly. But we have the feast days coming up. And also, you know, Brother Steve and Sister Wenda have been working on having the upcoming year calendar out. And I've already been over that calendar. And it still amazes me how they outdo themselves every year. I mean, it's got to be the best calendar in the world. It's so detailed. Not only with the feast days, the evening and the morning, the Roman calendar, or the Gregorian calendar, and our calendar, but man, the history that's in it. The phases of the moon. I still don't get why these people don't get this lunar Sabbath stuff, man. It's unreal. I don't get it. I really, truly just don't comprehend and understand. Well, anyway, nevertheless, it is what it is. But the feast day calendar, it probably more likely will be out and be available prior to Tabernacles. I know we're going to get ours. We definitely going to get ours. We're literally busted at the seams in almost every home fellowship. And every community. And I ain't playing. People realize and know that there's something wrong in the day and time and hour that we're living in. And they realize and know that changes has got to be made. And if they don't make the changes, the government is standing by to make them for you. We've got Straightway Florida is there visiting Elder Rupus and the Saints there at Straightway Georgia. They bought their tents up, getting practice in for the Feast of Tabernacles. I've actually been working on letters. I'm telling y'all right now, and I know sure as day as somebody, you know, sure as day as long, somebody gonna do it. I'm telling you. If you don't get it in your request for these letters right now, you can forget it. You can forget it. Yeah, I used to be in the 82nd Airborne Division, and also used to be a JRTC Op 4. So this last beret right here has come from Op 4. And, when we was at Fort Chaffee, Arkansas, and then we moved to headquarters down in Fort Polk, Louisiana. Bravo Company. But anyway, let's don't talk about that mess right now. Let's just go ahead on. But we got Straightway Florida. Elder Rupus and them got like 100 and some people there now this Saturday. Yeah, they got event tent set up, tents everywhere. They done turned Cemetery Road into a refugee camp. Tent City. Yeah, they're from above. And they don't comprehend and understand and know about it. Yep, so yeah, old Pastor Down is a former veteran paratrooper. And my body is paying for it. Well, anyway, we've got Day of Atonement coming up the 25th. Of September, and then of course Tabernacles start. You know, starts at that 30th evening, the 1st of October, run through the 8th. We got a lot going on, lot of babies, gonna be born around this time, and. That means, boy, in the winter months, boy, people are getting after it, huh? January is a prolific month in Israel. Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
January, February. We were getting at it hard and heavy about land blocks this week. Well, last week we were, and I actually prolonged my journey down to Straightway, Georgia East. That's the other community, second community down there in Georgia. And Brother Robert is the head of that community down there with his wife, Sister Deidre. Mom Muncie is down there. And it's just a lot of work. It's a lot of work. I definitely misspoke if I said I'm going on vacation when I go there, because ain't no damn vacation when I get there. At least I got Brother Robert to help. Now we got a two-man crew, if you understand what I mean. But you get out there and try to weed eat 5 acres of land and mow 5 acres of land in that hot Georgia weather. Unreal. We have got a lot of videos upcoming here for patrons. YouTube, I just don't comprehend them, man. I don't know what to say, teach, about YouTube nowadays. But as neither here nor say, YouTube is still a good place that we get the majority of the listening audience. You know, you got YouTube, then you have Facebook. They come in contact with us. And then a lot of them come by hearsay. You know, I remember when we was heading to Dallas, August the 20th, we were in the airport. We met a young man there that actually was excited, follows the ministry. You know what I mean? Best as he can, follows the ministry. Actually gave me $100 off through Cash App. That was a blessing. Can I say again enough about how the Brother Galen, Sister Inyala, Brother Greg, Brother McNabb, and the Israelites down there from Dallas and Houston, their effort combined really took care of their pastor. The pastor and the elders, they really did. In Jacksonville, there was a lot of miracles, signs, and wonders. But in Dallas, there you just couldn't miss it. There was definitely miracles, signs, and wonders. So the king must be getting ready to come soon. He's got to be ready to come soon, because I tell you, man, the way that he healed his people. Wow. Trying to tell y'all something. But I've been very transparent on a lot of these patron teachings and stuff over here. Again, we have the ammo call out. If y'all know where anywhere we can get bulk ammo at a good, reasonable price, we need to start passing that information around, especially on Marco Polo. If you're in a group in Marco Polo, we need to get that information around. We need to collaborate on those positions. And we need to get all the ammo we can get. We've got some tactical training coming up. Tabernacles, I'm trying my best to get my back ready. Damn, by that time I will be 54 years old. I ain't no spring chicken no more, brother. I feel it. Can't imagine me trying to run around out there in the damn woods. Doing close quarter combat training with a Navy SEAL and an Army Ranger, an Army Airborne Ranger, and then young bucks. And I'm the old geezer. I'm here to play sniper. I'm here to play sniper, man, because I'm telling you, man, woo, when you get to, you hit that ground, get up off that ground, ain't no joke. I remember Gideon put us through that tree, man. You seen that tree back there? It's got all the different cuts in it and stuff. Those four things has got the...
Yeah, man. Oh, okay.
Man, he had my damn body twisted every which way, but, man, my back, man, I'm telling you, man, there's something going on. And it's more than old age. I think these injuries are seriously coming... Chickens are coming on the roots. Now, I know the most high y'all can heal it and stuff. But, man, when you've abused this body the way I have, I'm trying to tell you, man, You people got to understand, man, I literally have over 100 jumps. That's 100 landings. And some of them landings wasn't good at all. Was not good at all.
No pillow landings.
No, no, it wasn't no pillow landings. I had very few pillow landings, brother. And then, how many wrecks I had on that motorcycle on the track?
Ooh,
two,
that,
three?
That one big one where he...
Oh, I went over.
Missed that guy.
I ran over his neck, man.
Yeah.
Went over him, man. Good God, mercy, man. I felt a pain when I got back to the hotel room. I felt a pain shoot through my body, man. Anyway, but man, getting at us in that mud back there, man, shooting at different angles, brother, and twisting our bodies into pretzels just to make sure you get a clear shot. I'm serious. Oh, boy. It's good training, though. But I definitely am not 20 or 30 years old no more. What do you think? You're just as old as I am.
I know.
You know what I'm talking about. The only thing that helps me is that I do have somewhat of a little small exercise regimen. I don't lift nowhere near like I used to. Nowhere near. I just do enough to hopefully try to keep the pain away. Yeah, keep the pain away. That's the only reason why I lift, to keep, try to keep the pain away. Because, man, as soon as I stop, man, it's over with. But it creeps in like you just wouldn't believe. Again, the guest call number 310-982-4226. You want to talk to Pastor Dow, teach the same. Press number one to get on in the caller queue there now. But anyway, we got some close quarter combat training. Everybody's not going to be invited to that. Everybody's just simply not going to be invited to that because we don't have time to send you through boot camp, aerosol school, jump school, to see if you're sober enough to be able to go through CQB training, CQC, you know what I mean? Brother Gideon and then Frogman is going to pretty much let people know who will attend. Now, it's going to be less than a I know it's going to be at least less than 10 people because we ain't got time for it. Now, the other training you'll be able to be invited to, but unless you have some type of comprehension, understanding on movement and all this, we really can't. We ain't got no time, and we don't want the frogman to have a nervous breakdown either dealing with incompetent people. You understand what I mean? You know, we got to deal with people who know what the hell they're doing. And then hopefully we'll go on for that. Sister Zakina has got the thumbs up from Brother Gideon to be able to train the sisters at Tabernacles. And Sister Sakina, she 16 slots. Gideon said there's 16 slots. Sister Sakina, she got flipped around a few times. You know what I mean? You got to learn how to, you know what I mean, see what you can do to a body. You use momentum of the body yeah, man. R-E-C-O Adams. Yeah, we got some top tier one people here that know what they're doing. And not only do they know how to do that, they know how to do knife fighting, they know how to mix martial arts, know how to box. And then, you know what the best form of fighting is? Keep your head and cool about you. But find the first thing you can that you can reach out and touch them so you don't have to hurt your hand. That's the best form of fighting is called upgrade. Upgrade. Find whatever you can find something, anything you can find on God, anything, just upgrade. Yeah. I'm getting too old to spend all that energy. By the way, we need to mention this. We know a lot of you want to be on communities, but we have a way we go about doing that. And it usually takes some time before people can get on communities. It does. Unless we get a witness from you and you show some type of, we'll know, won't we know?
Oh, yeah.
But you don't get on communities just because you want to be on communities.
No.
That ain't the way it works.
No.
You're fortunate if you own a community. And that's just a fact, especially with the way that the world is going.
Yes.
Teach saying, let's go ahead and get these questions out of the way real quick, okay? If you wanted to call in and talk about the meeting that we had a couple of weeks ago, to give Yah the glory, all praises to Most High Yah, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. I heard that a few of y'all wanted to call in and testify to the goodness of Yah. That's good as well. Excuse me. But I'm going to take on a couple of these questions. And we ain't going to spend all night long either.
That's last night's
And boy, these questions are amazing. Let's go ahead and hit question number one. Can a man take on another wife if he is not taking care of his current wife spiritually? What do you mean by not taking care of his current wife spiritually? I mean, just go to Exodus 21:10. Let's just go straight to the book. Because that question is not a biblical question. Matter of fact, that's a question that the book even says foolish and unlearned questions avoid because they do gender strife. My question would be, if you have that kind of attitude, what does the wife tell? What does the book tell you about your chaste conversation coupled with fear? I mean, that's what I would like to know. We have to understand, we live in America, and America is not even a monogamous society. America is a perverted society. America's full of idolatry. They say it's okay for two women to get married. That's law in this country. And they kiss on TV in front of everybody. It's what the governor of Chicago did. Oh, Mario, Illinois did.
That thing?
Yeah, sure did. And then two men can get married. Two sodomites. That's celebrated here in America. And you mean to tell me that people in America is under some type of spiritual righteousness, that they have any moral judgment, that they can judge moral character at all?
Hell no. Hell no.
And now, they made it, Facebook is now banning people for speaking against pedophilia. These some sick people. They say Satan got this thing on lockdown. These some sick people. And America has a divorce rate approaching 80%. So my question is with all of these alternative lifestyles, which is biblically disapproved of and will cause you to burn if you participate in them, why is Yah's sanctioned and approved? He made laws for it. Why is polygyny always in question? Makes no sense. You can accept sodomy, lesbians, gays, queers, faggots, wops, jops, bops,
binaries,
and all this little other crap. And that doesn't upset you. And some of you, we're in polyandry relationships. Some of you have been whores, whoremongers, and everything else.
Yeah.
It's got to be a demon that attacks the biblical lifestyle. Because, you know, the biblical lifestyle is really, truly all about building. You know, building.
Life.
Building. You know, just nasty, sick, nasty, and sick.
Yeah.
Now, the family is under fire. You got Joe Biden and Kamala Harris approved and signed on a bill that if you kill a baby 6 minutes after it's come out the womb, full term, 6 minutes come out, and you kill it, no crime has been committed. 6 minutes.
After it's
already drawn breath, detached from the mother, breathing on its own. So you got these sick pedophiles, these Molech worshipers out here. And y'all side with, let me see, Eddie Long, who got a clean mouth but a filthy life. Ted Hacker went out and got him a drag queen. And I can go on and on about all these clean mouth, filthy lies preachers, and nobody says nothing about them, but then somebody want to do something right. Okay, so let's see if it's got anything to do with anything spiritually in this. Exodus 20, Shemot 20, start at verse 10. Let's go ahead and hit it. Let's see. 21:10.
If he take him another wife.
So if a man take another wife, let's see if it's got anything to do spiritually. Come on.
Her food.
Her raiment.
And her duty of marriage.
That means conjugal rights. That means sexual. That means a woman should be submitted to her husband and have sexual relationships with him. Come on.
Shall he not diminish?
So if a man takes another wife, that means the first or the principal wife, he shouldn't diminish her in any way, shape, fashion, or form. Shouldn't just cast her to the side. Does that make sense? Where in there does they have anything to do spiritually? I don't even know what kind of question it is. I mean, what? Is he not filled with the Holy Spirit?
Should be.
You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I go back again.
Yes.
If he's not filled with the Holy Spirit, if he's not even saved, and he's talking about participating in his lifestyle, yet you're filled with the Holy Spirit, and you're so-called saved, what does the book tell you that you need to do in order to gain this man?
Oh.
Yeah? You're so worried about what everybody else is being doing. What about yourself?
Yes. Your man.
Huh? That makes sense to me, though. I think we answered that good enough. Number two, if my master wants to get into polygyny and I don't agree with it and don't support polygyny, am I wrong if I leave? Let me ask you a question. Did you make a covenant? What is a covenant nowadays? It's agreement, right? It's a contractual agreement.
Agreement, a pact.
So let's see. We're supposed to be not conformed to this world, but we're supposed to be transformed. Man, my hair is all over the place over here today. But anyway, we're supposed to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Is that right?
That's right.
Would Jesus break his covenant with us?
No.
What about if we fall away? Did he break his covenant with us?
No.
What about if we were hypocrites and we didn't keep up our end of the bargain? Did he break his covenant with
us?
No.
He's steadfast.
Are we not supposed to try our best to be like him?
Oh, yes, his image.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
You're going to be judged based on your role. So let me see. If my master, first of all, he ain't your master if you're going to, if it's so easy to leave. I understand the challenges that y'all have in your minds today. I keep telling people out there that everybody want to blame the man. But there's women. Women are sincerely, they're sincerely, have already thought this biblical marriage polygynous thing through. They want to be saddled up with good men. And everybody always want to point fingers towards the men. But let me see, if my master wants to get into polygyny, and I don't agree with it, first of all, where do you even get off agreeing or disagreeing? Who made you God? Oh, yeah. Who made you the head of the family?
Is he your master?
I mean, what do you mean you don't agree with it? You are a servant.
Come on.
You are a shy wife. Your desire is to be to your husband, and he shall rule over you. You know, that's why I think the fall of Mother Carol, because we've had our ups and downs.
Yes.
We have. We've had our ups and downs, hills and high water like everybody else has in the world.
Yes.
But you know, Mother Carol, she was with me when I didn't have a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out of. That's how I know she's with me, because of who I am today. You hear me? Where are the women at like that today? They're just gonna, when they made a covenant, a commitment, they're gonna see it through, do death, do them parts. Lying ass.
Come on.
I've been knowing Mother Carol since I was 16 years old.
You're 54 now?
Yeah, I'm 54. We've been together that long. You think about that. I didn't have a house. I didn't have a job. Didn't have a home. I have nothing. She ain't thinking about leaving me. She didn't agree with it from the very beginning. But you know what she did? She kept her oath, her covenant.
Mm-hmm.
She loves her husband.
Yes, she loves.
And she realizes that my covenant with her is totally different with somebody else. But if you want to go ahead, I'm dead. They just don't make women like Mother Carol no more.
No.
They just ain't, it ain't there. It ain't there. And neither one of us are perfect, but I'll tell you one thing, we're a hell of a lot better off than you are.
Still going on, too.
I promise you that. You got that right.
Experiences of help.
You people are sick, man. Y'all throw in the towel at the slightest shit. And you tolerated more junk than that out in the world.
Oh, yeah.
But, Teach, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, man. That's ours. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Let's go to verse 15 through 17. So, let's get this. And so, and you don't support polygyny, and you wrong to leave. Man, you didn't love him if you can leave so fast. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 15 through 17. Go ahead and read.
But if the unbelieving...
Go ahead.
Depart.
Let's stop right there. You claim to be a believer, but you acting like an unbeliever. Where's the sin? If the unbelieving depart, what does the book say the instruction says?
Let them depart.
So the messianic writing says, let them depart. So if the unbelieving depart, let them depart. Watch this.
A brother or a sister
is what?
Is not under bondage. In such cases.
So a brother or sister is not under bondage in such cases. So if you want to depart, depart. Go on. Take your ass on. There'll be somebody better to replace you anyway. I promise you that. Come on.
But Yah has called us to peace.
He called us to peace. Well, I can't have no peace because he wants nothing. I don't really think that that's it, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because Yah himself is a polygynist. You ever heard the parable about the 10 virgins? 5 wives, 5 foolish? Come on.
For what knowest thou, O wife, whether thou shalt say thy husband?
You don't know.
Or knowest thou, O man, whether thou save thy wife?
Oh, boy. Keep reading.
But as Yah has distributed to every man.
What are you distributing to what?
As the master has called everyone, so let him walk. And so I ordain in all churches.
There it is. So the problem is, let's look at it. Is polygyny a sin, yes or no? If it's a sin, I can understand your offense. How is it that you women out there can stay with your man when he's a whoremonger while he's married? But as soon as you want to bring in someone that adds to his family, maybe build, all of a sudden you got problems with it, as if you got a vote. Let me get this to y'all thick head.
Come on.
It makes no difference if you leave or not. There's always somebody better than you. Isn't that what happened with Esther? Vashti?
Mm-hmm.
Always somebody better. I know you think you all that in the bag of chips, but there is somebody better, I promise you. Somebody's going to be more obedient. Somebody's going to love their husband. And you're going to go away miserable. I don't understand the arrogancy and the audacity and the unmitigated gall to disagree with what God's program has already sanctioned. Who are you? I can't wait to see how y'all is going to adjudicate these matters when we get up in Shemaim. All these offenses.
Yes.
I can't wait to see it, man. I'm gonna be in court every day. I'm gonna sit and watch this. I gotta watch this stuff. Makes no sense to me. Anyway, number three. Yeah, you're wrong. But if you want to leave, you've got to remain unmarried the rest of the days of your life. You hear that, woman? In this situation, you have got to remain single the rest of your days of your life. You can't even marry nobody else.
Why don't she deal with that fear right now that she's dealing with?
Yeah, deal with that fear.
Deal with that fear.
Could probably end up with a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Question number three. If I don't agree with polygyny, this was, you know, they had this crap on Sister broadcast last night. I said, who asking these questions? Yet I have a friend who is in polygyny. Does that make me a hypocrite? You're already a hypocrite. You know what? That's so stupid. That's a stupid-ass question, man, isn't it?
I can't wrap my head right now.
I can't either, man. It's too strenuous. Let's get some phone calls here. This is just unreal. Let's go to the phone calls here tonight. Maybe we'll be able to finish here tonight and get a little bit of rest. Let's go to New York. Call number 347-347. This is Pastor Dow, you know, Strictly Jude Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in New York? Oh, well, I guess I need to bring you on. I'm up here having a good old time. Thinking it's going to do it all this stuff. Come on, New York. Pastor Dow, what you got?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow and Teacher Shane. This is Brother Marcus from New York.
How you doing, Brother Marcus? How can we help you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, I wanted to call and first to say thank you for your hospitality this past week. I had such a great time on the land, seeing how things work, working with the brothers, the food, the hospitality, you know, seeing the roles of the men and the women, being able to spend some time with you and just a saint. And it was just a blessing, and I wanted to call and to thank you for allowing me to come visit.
You're welcome. It was a joy to have you, my brother.
I also have a testimony as well.
Let's hear it.
All right. So you remember how I came to your house before I left and you prayed for me about a certain matter?
Yes.
Okay. So when I was walking away from your door, you know how when you hug somebody and you pat them on the back, I kind of felt like someone just patted me in the back. But as I was walking from your house, I felt tingling just go down my back. And as I got toward the end of your walkway, I just felt this unction, you know, to start, you know, thinking Jesus. And so I started saying, thank you, Jesus, with my hands up. And the next thing you know, it was like tingling was going all throughout my body. And as I was walking down that long pathway going to the dining hall, I just felt tingling. And I went to go sit down on one of the rocking chairs in front of the dining hall. And the next thing you know, tingling went all down my legs, and it actually went to that area that I told you about that you actually prayed for. Tingling went all in that area, and I started tearing, and I was just overjoyed. And I'm claiming my healing because I know Yah touched me through the man of Yah. So I wanted to thank you for just being an obedient pastor to the Most High Yah, and thank you for your prayer.
There is power. Power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. I rejoice with you there, my brother. Let us know when you get that verification testimony, okay?
Oh, yes, sir, Pastor. Yes, sir. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Now, you know, I don't understand. I don't have all the answers to everything why Most High Yah uses us to heal some and then others don't get healed. But I know He does all things well. I do also know that precious in the sight of Yah is the death of His saints. That's precious. We all look down here beside ourselves about to lose our head and mind, but anytime a saint go home,
yeah,
it's precious in His sight.
Yes.
Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, how I want to be in that number. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that beautiful? I'm running a little bit low on energy here because we just been busy all week preparing for tabernacles to receive the saints of the Most High Yah. But, what is it? When you got all this power flowing, people still getting healed, delivered, set free, healing His children, bread, and then you got people out there who have nothing but words. Nothing happens. Now, what is it? Man. I thank Father because I believe He got His healing.
Yeah.
Let's go to Wisconsin, 262, Brother Jim, 262, Pastor Dowell, you know, Tribute to Radio Broadcast. How can I help you there,
hey,
Brother Jim?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dowell.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, here we go. I'm sorry. Didn't have the thing on. How you doing, Pastor?
Tired, thanking
Yah
for the Shabbat.
Well, glory to the King, I'm tired and thanking Him for the Shabbat too. Hey, Pastor, I've got a houseful here that wants to say Shabbat Shalom. Say Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom!
Shabbat Shalom, Wisconsin. Hallelujah.
Glory to the King. You got Brother Gene and his house here, and we're all just enjoying the rest and, you know, just tuning in to hear what you have to say tonight. We might learn and grow.
Hey, you know what's amazing? Now, Brother Gene and I are good friends, or at least we were good friends with Dr. Love. Good theologian. Just ain't got one lick of power. Isn't that a mess?
I tell you what, that is what I hear from Brother Gene, you know, constantly. Matter of fact, Brother Gene always shares with me his amazement of the simple things that, you know, are easy to be understood, but a man of his learning does not perceive.
That's right. A man of his learning don't perceive. It ain't given unto him.
Yes, sir. I'll tell you what, you know, I think that, you know, Yah uses the foolish things, and I'm thankful that they were not foolish to me. so thankful for that. I'm going to pass this phone. Brother Bud Jr. wants to speak to you, if that's okay, Pastor.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, hang on.
Shabbat shalom, Shepherd.
Shabbat shalom. How can I help you, son?
Well, I have a little bit of a testimony I wanted to share with you, and I do need to thank you. About 3 years ago, you and Elder Rufus dunked me under the water, and I was baptized in the name of Jesus, and I never thanked you guys. So to you, Elder Rufus, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Probably good. I'm glad you're actually thanking us now. Glory to the King.
My apologies that that did not come sooner. But I was watching that video the other day.
What video was you watching the other day?
My baptism, sir.
That's good.
And, you know, I can say for two out of the three of the other brothers for sure, but I might be the only person who was baptized in that pool that day who was still in the ministry. And that shook my core.
That happens all the time, don't it, teach?
Oh, yeah.
That happens all of the time. It happens all the time.
So true.
Don't believe all that stuff happens. People playing with God. They get a little moment, a little fuzzy feeling, don't they? But the word don't mean shit. They have no endurance of it.
I was talking with my father and with Brother Jim about that, and my father looked at me and said, I'm going to tell you something that's probably going to scare you a bit more. Nobody who was baptized that day thought that they would be leaving straightway.
Sure did. Sure
and
did.
Boy, did that open up some understanding, and it's just feel so blessed. I really do feel so blessed to still be here. I'm doing whatever it takes to stay here and to stay with the saints.
Well, we hope that your testimony rings true. Because
yes,
how old are you, son?
I'm 16, sir.
Oh, hell. You ain't even started life yet. You don't even know what temptation is. Huh? We tell you right now, man, you won't be tested and tried after those words, ain't you?
Yes, sir. It's a good thing that I've got a house full of Hebrew family and some very close Hebrew brothers who are miles away. But I have them. I will always be able to lean on them.
All right, my brother.
Thank you, thank you, thank you to you and Elder once again. And I apologize for it coming so late.
Glory to the King. God bless you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Shepherd. Brother Gene, you want to talk to Pastor?
Sure. Here's Brother Gene. Just learning holiness, brother. Keeping my mouth shut and my eyes open, my ears open, brother. Shabbat shalom.
Well, Shabbat shalom. Brother Gene has finally crossed over to learn. That's the best learning in the world right there.
Yes.
Best learning in the world is when you think you know something, you don't know nothing. Yeah, you know what I remember when Brother Gene came into the ministry? Boy, could he run his mouth. Knew it all. And now he's done figured out I don't know nothing. As he ought. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. We'll take a ministry break here, give you a chance. If you want to get in the call and keep talking past Dallas, if not, hallelujah. We'll be more than happy. Call it quits for the night. You want to support the ministry? Here's mailing address where you can support us.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, the King is coming. Well, the next meeting that we're going to have is going to be in a DMV area. Brother Yashah, hey, y'all may want to go ahead and start looking at a venue. You may be able to lock something down here, but I'll let you know when we lock it down to see what price is going to be like. We're going to be in a DMV area. That's D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Now, if my memory serves me correct, we can carry firearms in Virginia, right? So more than likely, we're going to be in Virginia because we ain't going nowhere near that damn communist D.C. or Maryland area. We can't carry no firearms. We got to have our firearms on us. We got to be able to protect the precious Israelites. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Don't know when we'll give y'all the dates, though, but hey, tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., we're looking forward to seeing y'all at Shabbat service. With that said, hallelujah, we're done. Live then. It'll be coming up next here in just a few minutes. Glory, 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 hallelujah. So, hey, y'all get yourself ready, get your prayers on, get your tents ready. Let's get ready for the feast of the Most High, y'all, the fall feast. Make sure that you come bearing gifts. If you don't have a cow and a goat to give for an offering, trade it in for some Concept or Federal Reserve notes. Bring that, bring an offering. You know that everything that we did with the Most High, y'all, anytime we did dedication, you know, there was all kind of offerings given. All kinds of offerings for the service of the temple.
Yes.
What do you think Straightway is? We're the service of the temple this day, time and hour.
Yes.
Y'all really truly need to make sure that y'all not holding out on y'all. If y'all have blessed you, you may mean the tenth is just the least you can do.
Give up your fruits. Yes.
I'm telling you, man. You some people just don't get
blessed.
It. They just don't get it. We're looking forward to seeing you, and you at the peace. Now, I'm telling you right now, we are sitting close to 800 people. I'm getting ready to lock it up here in the next day or two. That means BU a community, and you ain't called, and you don't have your names on the books, you're going to be locked out. We ain't letting you in. You're a homestead. You ain't called. Got your names out on the books. We're going to lock you out. I'm going to give y'all to the second day. What was the original deadline? Do you remember? Carol, you and Summer either remember what the original deadline was.
A little bit farther.
Yeah, a few minutes, let me know. Huh?
Yeah, farther along than that. Now we've got it quick.
Yeah. Because, man, we're already knocking on door 800. That's what I'm saying. We're going to lock
that's
it out. Gonna,
that's where you think.
We're going to lock it down.
Man. Or cap it at 800.
Yeah, we're going to lock it down, man.
You never set an original deadline. You said 800. You were going to cap it
off. We're going to cap. You might as well get the cap in then because it's right there for dough.
Sure.
Might as well just go on and cap it off. But I will tell you this, with the way the Most High y'all doing, better come expected.
Oh, yes.
Because we always get deliverance. But, man, y'all been using this pastor right here, boy, to bring forth some serious miracle signs and wonders. Some serious miracle signs and wonders. And this ain't the first time in history of Straightway either, though. I think we're just getting close. I think we're getting close, brother. And let me give y'all a fair warning.
Yes.
You be careful about putting your mouth on the man of Yah. I wouldn't do it. Now, if it makes you happy to do it, go ahead and do it. Be careful about judging the elders. Be careful about speaking about things that you don't understand.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Biggest mistake a lot of people make. You're going to find yourself fighting against Yah. You're not men. Hallelujah. 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. See you tomorrow. Lions Den up next. Teacher Eric, I'm sure he's already got a video out. Tonight, y'all go check it out. Hallelujah. Straightway News. Brother Ugly, he's there every single week keeping us abreast. And some of you, when you miss out on stuff, you're there. Hey, if you ain't a patron, go over and sign up a patron. You choose to support the ministry the way it goes. Fine. Don't get a P.O. box. Hallelujah. God bless y'all. Sweet precious and strong and victorious, mighty overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Shabbat Shalom. The King is coming.